Following pandemic-related limits and closures that found most movie lovers catching new releases from home, theaters have once again been putting some of the most hyped releases on the big screen. But festivals large and small are still adopting a hybrid kind of model, or in some cases, staying completely virtual. That last phrase describes the Copa Shorts Film Fest, with its fifth year starting tomorrow. This year's festival is focused on comedies.
Whoa! What is this?
Oh, this was a present that my grandma gave to me before she moved away. She told me, as long as I have this, she'll always be with me. Whoops.
That clip is from last year's Audience Choice winner, Moving Day. Shelley Gillespie and her husband founded the Copa Shorts Film Fest, and she is with me. Shelley, you're emphasizing comedy this year, so is it difficult to find films that most of your audience will enjoy and not be offended by? Because I'm sure I don't need to tell you, we are in sensitive times.
That is very true. There was one film, and I won't name it. I don't want to prejudice people against it, but it was a film that I didn't find funny. It was very dark humor, and the theme of it really troubled me. And my husband said, look, it's dark humor. It is humor. We put it in. And as what it was, it was okay, but it wouldn't be my favorite because I won't say I'm like, I joke about slip on the banana peel funny. No, I'm not looking for that. We have several tried and true comedy writers who have been in our festival previously. And we have one gentleman named Pat Battistini, who actually has done a 1 hour like tutorial on how to make comedy from ordinary things. And so we're showing that again. We showed it last year, but we thought, well, you know, we have a new audience this time probably. And so I'm excited that we have people doing that. And one of the things we love about the festival is we're not just a festival. We've been doing workshops in the community for schools, libraries, and anybody who want us. And we talk about how to do screenplays, which Roger and I take on as our portion. And we use people from the Arizona Production Association to teach things about editing and cameras and all the other elements that are the technical part of film. So we're trying to be as comprehensive as we are to reach out to people with different sensibilities, as you were saying. And there may be some films people don't like. What's good about working with Zurb.tv is that we were shocked that last year. We didn't know we were going to have to critique how old an audience we think that the films are proper for. We never had to make that deep thing. We had a few films in the past that we would keep any profanity out totally if we could, but we would put it in a late night block if we could do that so that people wouldn't bring their little kids to listen to that. But this time we have things marked by 9+, I think it's 13+ and 18+. So people can say, oh, my kid is 5. I shouldn't be letting them listen. Because they're going to be at home and they can make that decision. But we're trying to be educated. And I'm the one that sees every single film and reads every screenplay. So we do try to be appropriate. I know everybody won't love everything, but at least we're warning them with an age.
Well, you mentioned people being at home, of course. And as you said, this is the second year it's virtual. This is something that we've all had to adapt to. So it's the reality of our lives. But can you tell me how different it feels to do it virtually as opposed to in person, and maybe some things you learned from last year that you think will make it better this year?
I think that what we decided was we needed people to be interactive, even though everything is pre-recorded. I talked to Zurb, and they made me aware of a function they have, which was helpful. We were able to find out that every single film on our festival roster can be clicked at the end, and a drop-down comes on it, and you can make comments. And I asked people to do that in my intros last year, and a few people did. But what I found even more so was every filmmaker that came on would look at other people's films, and instead of being critical in a mean way, thank goodness, they were very, very positive. They were saying, I love your character, or how did you do that in 5 minutes? Or, you know, just wonderful. And so they were getting back and forth to each other. And that just made me feel so happy that people were helping each other and giving good comments. And we also used it as a means to poll for audience choice. And we're doing that again. So we did learn that worked. And I sat there going through all the input because I wasn't specific enough, and that's something I learned, to be specific enough about where to vote. Because if I had to look through all of the comments, it did take me hours to find all the comments and what they liked best so that I could properly tally the votes for audience choice. So there are things people can enjoy, but I did find that in some ways, we had parties, we had music playing, we had people interacting in person. And the best we could do is the drop downs with people commenting. And I feel sad about that, but I really care about people's health, you know?
You obviously love films. That comes across very, very simply. But are you trying to inspire another generation to love film? And is that part of this, to get people from all ages to want to take part, either entering a film or just participating?
Absolutely. And the big answer is a giant, big, bold yes. We've had, and you'll see in the film festival, if you do join, I had a young woman who was the lead actress. At the time she did the film, she was about 10. She is now 17, and she is making her career as an actor. She loved acting before that, and her family used to schlep her from Maricopa all the way to Hollywood for auditions. But this is the very first thing she was called for, and it's called Belly Flop, and it's in the film festival at the very end. And we put in a little recorded comment from her. But yes, indeed, we do try to encourage the next generation. We very much want to train people. We've been to schools where we teach them the first step, which is writing a screenplay. I believe Meryl Streep said it in one of her Oscar speeches about how first you have to have the words. So we're encouraging them to learn how to write good screenplays. We have one young man who, because of his eighth grade teacher who got him in touch with us, he started a film club at our high school. And he is now applying to colleges for a film program for college next year. And that was from eighth grade. So he spent the years doing things like winning a national contest. It was so delightful to see that we really did take hold. And those are just two examples of people that I know personally because they live here in Maricopa where we live.
That is Shelley Gillespie of the Copa Shorts Film Fest, which gets underway on Saturday morning. Shelley, thanks for the time today.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.